It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, April 15th, 2022. In today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 6 inbounders, we have 5 outbound vessels, and we have 7 vessels anchored off Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we continue to have those weak pressure gradients that are going to bring us light winds and allow seas to gradually subside through today. Then another front pushing through our waters late in the weekend could bring low-end gale force winds to our waters. And a relatively stronger storm system is possible toward next Tuesday or Wednesday. And if you look on the Beaufort wind scale, which I love to talk about, gale force winds range from 34 to 40 knots. They're force 8 out of 12. And they bring with them moderately high waves, 18 to 25 feet. This is out at sea. And in gale force winds, you have the potential for the edges of the wave crests to begin to break into what they call spin drift, which I love to say is that phenomenon when the tops of the waves blow off into foam and create streaks. And that can create kind of a difficult visibility at sea for vessels in a gale that's really ripping out there. So we're looking at kind of low-end gale force winds if this storm comes our way. And on land, the kinds of things that you would see according to the Beaufort wind scale and these level of winds would be twigs breaking off trees. Wind generally impedes progress, is what it said. And the Beaufort wind scale was developed in 1805 by Sir Francis Beaufort. He was in the UK Royal Navy. And he created the scale. This was before the internet, of course, and before all the easy at hand resources existed that we have today. And he created this scale from 0 to 12. 12 is hurricane, 0 is calm, to tell people what the appearance would be in the environment around them from certain speeds of wind. So that's why there's an on-the-water component to each level of the Beaufort wind scale and an on-land component. So during a gale, you can expect to see these kinds of waves and some spindrift. And on land, you can expect to see twigs breaking off trees and wind that generally impedes progress. So wind that you would notice, maybe you'd feel it buffeting your car if you were driving over a bridge in a gale. But it is kind of interesting how widely used the Beaufort wind scale remains, even though it was invented in 1805. Mariners still use it quite a bit. In our marine weather forecast overall today, we have south winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 3 feet at 8 seconds, slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and scattered showers. And today, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule in a little more depth than we usually do. So let's take a look at our first inbound vessel. She is the Noshima, a bulk carrier, a dry bulk carrier, arriving from South America, headed for Crims Island, which is an anchorage a little bit downriver from Longview on the north side of the ship channel. And if you're driving along that road on the north side of the river there toward Longview and Kelso, you will see ships anchored in the Crims Island anchorage if you pass by there. They're very visible from the road. So it's kind of a neat thing to see as you go by. She'll pass Astoria around 3 a.m. You might see her in the Crims Island anchorage at about 6 a.m. The Daria Locke is another dry bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point, on the north side of the ship channel. And so ships anchor there. They anchor in Astoria. And when the anchorages are full, it looks like one big long anchorage. But actually, it is two official anchorages. She's going to be picking up wheat, and she will be in the Rice Island anchorage by about 6:30 this morning. And so when I say dry bulk carrier, that is the kind of a ship that has cargo holds with hatches on them. They're big open spaces, huge open spaces actually inside the ship where you can dump large quantities of loose wheat or mineral cargoes, things like that, corn. There are other kinds of bulk carriers. We refer to them as tankers. They're liquid bulkers, and they carry things like petroleum or other kinds of liquids that are transported in tankers. Other kinds of cargo ships that we can see that are other, so this is not talking about container ships, we're talking about the class of ships that are broadly known as bulk carriers. And in that class is a kind of a subclass of ship, I guess you might call it that, called a general cargo ship. And that carries different kinds of cargo. So most of the ships that we see coming here are carrying corn or soy or wheat or maybe containers. But a general cargo ship can be carrying different kinds of cargo. These days, some of them are carrying containers, but there was one that went by the other day that had containers on board, and it had a tugboat on deck. So a ship that will carry different sorts of cargo to different customers is referred to as a general cargo ship. There are ships that carry, that are bulk carriers in a sense, that carry big, heavy equipment. They can be called heavy lift ships. So if you're bringing in something extraordinarily heavy and massive, there are special ships that are designed to handle those kind of cargoes. So that's sort of a general overview of some of the kinds of ships you might see here on the Columbia River and other places. And of course, that doesn't take into account container ships, which are really, really large usually and these days and are designed to carry just containers. Next inbound, we have the Viking Orion. She's a cruise ship. She is arriving from San Francisco, headed to Astoria. She'll be in the at the port of Astoria by about 7:30 this morning. We'll see her there all day, and her visitors will be her passengers will be visiting Astoria, and she'll depart at about 6 p.m. Now, this ship is a somewhat smaller cruise ship than the ones we tend to see here. She's 745 feet long, which is a bit shorter than some of the bigger ones that we see. She only has 930 guests on board. That's small. There are can be thousands of guests on other ships. So she's classed as a small cruise ship. She was built in 2018. And a trip, she does a run from Vancouver, British Columbia, south to Los Angeles, which is maybe what she's going north for now. A nine-day trip, five tours, two countries, starting at about $2,600 for that. So give you an idea of what a trip on that ship would cost. I think what she's doing here, though, since she came here from San Francisco, is doing what they call a kind of a transitioning cruise, where they're taking the ship from its kind of wintering grounds up to its summer grounds. So the ship is kind of migrating to its where it's going to be working this summer. And so those transitional cruises can be less expensive, and there may be some guests who got a great deal coming from San Francisco up to probably Vancouver, too, as the ship is transiting between seasons. So we see a lot of most of our cruise ships here are ocean, our blue water cruise ships, the ocean going ones. We have other cruise ships that work on the river, but the ocean going ones, the blue water cruise ships. Primarily come here in the spring and the fall, and those are those repositioning cruises, which is what they're called in the industry. So taking a ship from its winter grounds up to its summer grounds. So I like to think of it as like birds migrating, so cruise ships migrating from one season to another. And we have the Island Monarch. She's an ATB rig arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for Vancouver, Washington. Refined petroleum is her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 2 p.m. She'll be in Vancouver by about 8 p.m. And the ATB Dublin Sea is coming in from Port Angeles, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's also a refined petroleum carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 5 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 11 p.m. And the Super Luna is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat eventually upriver at Kalama. But she'll arrive in the Rice Island Anchorage around 12:30 p.m. And if you'd like to see the rest of the Columbia River ship schedule for the day, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of Ship Report shows. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful weekend.